Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, or David's Vacation Club Rental. You can contact any of our fine sponsors at our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, show number 127. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I hear you, buddy. Yeah, we just wanted to do a quick show here for you guys. We just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners and to all the employees and everybody down at Walt Disney World. So we just wanted to give thanks to Walt Disney World. What do you think about that, Dan?
I think that's a wonderful idea, Doug.
So we'll get started then. What's the first thing you're thankful about, you want to thank or be thankful about with Walt Disney World?
Well, I'll forego all of the specific family-type things. I mean, we're going to keep this, I think, strictly Disney-related. So, but obviously,
yes.
I'd be thankful for, you know, my family and all that stuff. But putting all that aside, my first item is I'm thankful for my DVC membership. I think that, although it was scary doing that, 8 years ago now, it was a big commitment, and we weren't sure we should or could do it or could afford it. But looking back on all the wonderful vacations we've had with the kids as they were growing up, and now that it's just about paid off, I'm very thankful for that, because I know that we've enjoyed vacations, and I know going forward with grandkids around the corner that we're going to have hopefully many more family vacations, coming our way. So I'm very thankful that I was able to provide that for my family and kids and grandkids to come.
Yeah, I'm also thankful for my family and, you know, much love for my entire family, and I'm thankful that I have them. And to continue with the family thing, I'm thankful that I got to spend time with my father and my mother and special times that we've had down there, like my mother-in-law and all, special times that I've had down there. And I'll always remember the trip that I finally got my father to go down. I know I've mentioned that many times, but that's how much it means to me. So I am thankful that I actually got to do that with him. And then to go a little further, I'm thankful for the cast members. And number one, first and foremost, the cast members are what make everything so special about Walt Disney World. Do you agree with me, Dan?
Oh, I do. It's always about the people. I mean, it's just a place, but the people that work there, the cast members, as you said, they're the ones that make it special. And without their dedication and commitment to the company and to making our vacations the magical times that they are, that's what it's all about. I mean, those of us that have ever experienced an unruly cast member, as infrequent as that may be, it can ruin your whole vacation. So, kudos and thanks to those people. I mean, they do a tremendous job.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody you go to, just the whole – I mean, it's like most of the people are doing – I mean, I know it's a job, and we – you know how it is with all of our jobs. They get mundane, and there's bad times and all that, but mm-hmm. – For some reason, they push past that, and they always seem to have a smile on their face for the most part, and they're happy to help you. It's just that whole Disney atmosphere, and I'm thankful that they seem to really care about their jobs and really care about making the best trip they possibly can for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go out of your way. Instead of always going out of your way, and we've mentioned this, and we'll mention it many, many times you listen to this show, please, if somebody is nice to you, go out of your way and be thankful that they're there, and go and tell their boss or go to customer relations and give them a report that they did a good thing for you. Instead, it's so much nicer to hear good things. Like I said, I told the story before on the show with my friend had an anniversary down there, and he couldn't make it with him and his wife. And the cast member that worked at the bakery at Riverside went out of her way to make sure everything was perfect. So I went out of my way to call the manager after that to tell him what a great job his employee did, his cast member did. And he said, talk as long as you want, because it's so nice to actually get good input, good feedback. Somebody calling me to actually tell me we did a good job, because face it, Disney wouldn't be where they were if they didn't do a good job 99% of the time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and I don't think enough people go out of their way to thank the cast members. Do you, Dan?
No, I don't. I think that's human nature, and, you know, I'm guilty of it myself. I mean, I try to do a better job at it, but you're absolutely right, Doug. People are more apt to complain You know, they're more apt to say my food's cold, send it back, than they are to have a delicious meal and ask the waiter or waitress to ask the chef to come out or something and say, hey, chef, that was a fantastic meal. I mean, it's just not something we're wired to do. And it's unfortunate because, you know, those people that are preparing your food or are working the queue line at an attraction, whatever it might be, I mean, it's just a job for them. I mean, they're putting food on their table at home. And, you know, this isn't their vacation. This is their 9-to-5, if you will. And they, you know, for the most part, do a tremendous job at creating that magic that we're all accustomed to. And it's just, it's an amazing thing. How they get the people to be that dedicated to the company is still a puzzle to me because, you know, not to go on the negative here, but, you know, as you know, the rate of pay isn't that great down there. And, you know, you hear stories about, you know, it's tough making ends meet working full-time at Disney and raising a family. So how they can remain so positive and delightful, you know, and, you know, still doing their 9-to-5 grind, if you will, is amazing to me.
Yeah, it's a special breed. They say good people knows good people, and they try to hire – a lot of their hires are from – recommendation, if you understand what I'm saying. Most of the time their hires will come from you. Yeah, you, well, I know Joe, and Joe told me to come apply for this job. They like to hire people that they think that good people know good people. And for the most part, that's true in everyday life. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, word of mouth. I mean, you know, we all know most jobs people get or whatever, you know, rarely does it happen where, you know, you just somebody applies and you pull them out of a pool of candidates. I mean, that's the way the world works. People network and somebody knows somebody that knows somebody. But if somebody can vouch for you and, oh, yeah, this guy would be good for this. He's a great contractor. He, you know, goes above and beyond, whatever. You know,
that's how I get 90% of my work.
Exactly. I mean, I know people that say I don't even have business cards or anything anymore. All my work is I cherry pick the work I want to do based on who calls me. And that's a good place to be, I guess, if you're in, you have your own business. But if you put quality out there and the word gets around that, you know, you give people a fair shake and you're going to do a good job, then, you know, your phone's going to ring.
Absolutely. And to keep going on that, which breeds off the cast members, is what they make – that they're the ones that make it so great – is just the beauty of the resort. So I'm thankful for the quality of the way the resort looks every time I go there. What I'm thankful about is every time I go back, it's a small world, pirates, Main Street, the castle. It makes you remind you of the first time you were there. It's knowing that it's going to be there and it's going to look as beautiful as it did – as it did the last time you were there.
Or more beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's something that we've talked about before and we'll talk about again, but, you know, we've all either observed this firsthand or heard of it or whatever, but, you know, some nights you'll go back to your resort and you'll see a particular flower bed or whatever, and you'll come out the next morning and it'll be all changed around with new flowers or what have you, and, you know, yes, they're doing their job. I understand that, but just, you know, how they manicure the resorts and the bushes and the trees and the flower beds. I mean, you know, you have to really have a passion for your job to, you know, do it to that, you know, meticulous length, I guess. You're right. It's just a stunning, a beautifully stunning place to be. And, you know, again, I think back to my early trips that I went there, and that's what blew me away the most. I mean, think about Port Orleans Riverside and just all of the pathways and walkways and, you know, how the hedges are nice and trimmed and just everything about it. I mean, to me, it would be just a building with some bushes if you know, it wasn't kept to that standard or that level, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. It's everything. It's just a commitment to excellence, as Al Davis would say, right, from the Raiders?
Right.
It is, but that's what it is. And the biggest thing, if you want to thank, the main thing to thank is the head honcho. You want to thank Walt, but you also want to thank, I don't think enough people give enough thanks or mention to Roy Disney, do you?
No, he's always been second fiddle, and you know, that's unfortunate, but it was a true partnership, and with any partnership like that. I mean, Roy was kind of the behind-the-scenes guy, the money guy, and you know, a lot of times he was the one tugging on Walt's shirt saying, no, we shouldn't do this or we shouldn't spend this much money. But like I said, with any good company or good business, there's always checks and balances. And I think Roy and Walt were the perfect team to do all the stuff that they did together. But to answer your question, absolutely. I'm happy that they put that statue of Roy out there with Minnie that's by the flagpole on Main Street. I mean, again, most people, most people, they have no clue who that even is.
No, it's he don't get the recognition that he deserves. And I think they, you know, one was the dreamer and one was the realist. And when and they both needed each other.
Yeah.
And I really believe that Roy was, you know, Walt was the beauty, but Roy was the foundation. And I don't think I don't think we would have had anything that we have right now if it wasn't for both of them. And I think I love one man's dream that it's all about Walt. And I love Walt. I got every book that there's about him. I read everything about him. But I honestly believe that Roy should be part of one man's dream. Do you see anything of Roy in one man's dream, really?
No, not that I can specifically remember. I mean, I'm sure early on and when they go over the family, you know, tree
yeah.
and all that. But you're right. As far as the story, I mean, it's Walt, as it should be. I mean, he
yeah.
was the front man, but I totally agree. Without Roy, I don't think a lot of this stuff ever would have happened because, I mean, and if you read, you know, like you said, I own all the same books that you do and I've read them. They fought like cats and dogs. There were times over their careers mm-hmm. that they didn't speak to each other for a couple months at a time. I mean, some of that's just brotherly, you know, it
Absolutely.
Happens. But, you know, they would have these big, you know, knockdown, teardown fights, and they wouldn't talk for months. But at the end of it, they got over that. And
well, the thing of it was is Walt would dream it. Walt would want to do it. Walt would say, we're going to do it. But then Roy would have to figure out a way to make it feasible to do it.
Right. How are we going to pay for it?
Yeah, Walt would be on to his next five dreams or drawing the entire Snow White or so and the Seven Dwarfs while Roy's trying to find financing to pay all the employees.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, Walt got to have the fun, and Roy was the one stuck in the trenches all the time.
And
I think we should take our hat off and thank him for his perseverance, because even after Walt passed, the reason that Walt Disney World is here today is because of Roy Disney.
Yeah, I mean, as the story goes, as you know, I mean, Disney World or Walt Disney World was originally just going to be called Disney World. And, you know, Roy is a tribute to his brother that just had recently passed the year before, you know, he said, no, we're going to name this Walt Disney World. So I guess that kind of wraps up the, you know, the full story that, you know, maybe they weren't as close as they could have been or should have been, you know, over the years. But at the end of it all, you know, for Roy to do that, that was a great gesture. And, you know, I think in the end, you know, he truly loved his brother, obviously, but that was a great.
How couldn't you love him?
Right.
You know,
right.
Walt was hard not to. Like, Walt would make him love him.
Right.
It's just the point. Like, Walt does deserve everything he gets. And don't take me as saying
right.
that he doesn't. He don't come down any peg, in my opinion. Every year he goes up a peg because that's how much I thought of the man.
Right.
But I think Roy should be elevated to his heights, in my opinion, for everything that he did down there and everything he did with Disneyland. If it wasn't for – Walt just said, we want to build an amusement park, and he told Roy to figure out how to fund it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, no, I agree. We should all be thankful for Roy. I no doubt.
Walt's out meeting Walter Cronkite and the president and this one and that one.
Right.
And all I could see is Roy back in the office hitting the buttons for the calculator.
Right.
Walt's enjoying himself, out shaking hands, driving the monorail.
Right.
You know, around the park, and Roy's stuck in a back office somewhere figuring out how to get this paving to dry in Disneyland on the grand opening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, they're crazy times, and no doubt.
So what else you got to be thankful
yeah,
for down there?
Yeah, I mean, just in a general sense, it kind of follows the same theme that you laid out here. I mean, I'm thankful that Disney remains a positive, fun company. And when I say that, I mean, I do realize that it is a business. There's shareholders, stockholders, and they need to be loyal to them. But, I mean, when you really sit back and think about it, they do – their business is making people happy and mm-hmm. you know, making kids happy and us older kids – called adults, you know, so I'm thankful that there is a company. You know, they're not the only one, but they're probably one of the best known one that's out there that provides this for us, because, you know, in this real world that we live in, there's a lot of stress in our day-to-day lives, and it's just nice to have a place, even if you don't go down to the parks, whether it's to go see a Disney movie or maybe go to the Disney store or whatever your place is where you would touch Disney. It tends to take you away from the humdrum day-to-day life that we all live and kind of just have some fun and be a kid again. So I'm thankful that the Disney company has that perspective and they provide that service for so many of us.
It's wonderful to have the positive influence, to put it in a little nutshell, the positivity of Disney World. You know, everything's positive. Everything's and it's there. It's nice. It's great to have a nice teaching tool for young kids to go around the parks and see all the positive and all. And I love, and my other thing is I'm grateful that Disney still does keep the stuff from the past. Like, they don't go away from the roots. Like, even the newest ride, like, over there at Fantasyland with the dark ride with Snow White and all. Aren't you happy that they did something like that?
Yeah, with the mind
they
crank.
Stay with the roots.
Yeah. Because it is a, you know, a nod to the past, if you will. But it's also progress, and it's a new, excuse me, cutting-edge attraction. So, you know, it serves both masters, if you will. It one foot in the past, one foot in the future, I guess, is what I would say.
Yeah, and I was talking about the Little Mermaid and all, too, new dark ride that they made. I'm happy that they did that. I mean, I know they could have gone a little further with it, been outside, like made it more elaborate and all, but I kind of like the idea of just they stay with their roots, like with Small World and stuff like that. It's nice to still have them family atmosphere kind of rides.
Yeah, I mean, and that's Disney's bread and butter. I mean, it's the family. And, you know, as Walt said, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but he wanted to build his park and have a place where parents could bring their kids and the whole family could have fun. And I think, by and large, they've kept to those core principles and doing everything the company has done. So, that's something to be thankful for, no doubt.
And I know you're grateful. You're thankful for this, then. Thankful for Illuminations. You don't ever want it to go away.
Yes, I'm very thankful for Illuminations.
So, to sum it up real quick, if you were down there for Thanksgiving, where would you want to eat?
Where would I want to eat? For Thanksgiving dinner, is that what you're saying? Or
if you were down there for Thanksgiving, you could pick any restaurant on property. Where would you
eat? Yeah, I mean, I'd go to the place in the Magic Kingdom, and the name escapes me right
Liberty
now.
Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yes, that's where I'd go. I was afraid to say the name because I thought I was going to say the one over at Epcot that you hate.
No, Liberty Inn.
Right. You would have killed me if I would have said Liberty Inn.
I wouldn't have did that. They did change the menu, so I'm off there. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until I get back down there.
Yeah, I mean, but to answer your question, yeah, that's what I would eat, because they offer the traditional Thanksgiving fare, and they have for years. I mean, they were one of the few that did. I know we went over the pretty extensive list a couple of shows ago where they're offering a Thanksgiving dinner many, many places across property, but I think for nostalgic's sake, I would go to the Magic Kingdom and eat there.
That's probably where I would want to be. I don't know if I could deal with the crowds or whatever. If it wasn't there, it would be in, you know, Boatwright's Dining Hall. I'd be getting all the fixings from up at the counter. But it would be cool to be down there. Have you ever been down there at Thanksgiving?
I have not. I've never been to Disney World during a major holiday, I got to say. Christmas, New Year's, I'm trying to think. No, I don't think I ever have.
Yeah, we've been right after, like I said, the last week of November, first week of August. We haven't never been there on Thanksgiving Day, but we've been there 2 days after, if you understand, a day or two after. Like, we go a lot that last week of November, first week of December. That was our Christmas time we would go. First week of December, mostly, but sometimes it would be the last week of November. And it's beautiful down there that time of year. It's so festive. And like, that whole area there, it would be awesome to be there at Thanksgiving around the Hall of Presidents and that whole Liberty Square there. Wouldn't it be awesome?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I always say, if you could get dropped in by helicopter, climb down a ladder, enjoy it, and then get back up and get out of there, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that time of year, 4th of July, Christmas, it's a madhouse. But, you know, it's the way it should be. I mean, that goes to show you how awesome that place is, that as many that as crowded as everybody knows it's going to be, you still want to be there.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I have a friend going down for New Year's Day this year. He's going to be down there for 10 days, but he's going to be there New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. And he said he's going to the Magic Kingdom, and I told him he better get there around 10, before 10, or the park will be closed.
Did he think you were crazy, or?
Nah, he's a frequent flyer. He owns a vacation club with you over Saratoga.
Okay.
He's always there.
All right.
But he said you're probably right. He will be in there, and it's the same thing with Thanksgiving. That whole time of year, it's totally, totally packed.
Right. Were you done? I didn't want to step on
Yeah,
you
yeah,
there.
Go ahead.
No, I'd just like to add one more thing in here, and I'll kind of try to tie all these things together. But I'm thankful for Food and Wine, Pins, Vinylmation, and the reason I say that is because of the people I've met in doing that. And I know I told this story before, but I'll just tell it real quickly here. during the millennium, or the millennium year, I should say, we really started going to Disney World a lot, and I did get into pin trading. And when we got back home, I found out that at my local Disney store, a bunch of pin traders would get together, and, you know, on Thursday nights or Saturday morning, and eventually I got to know some people, and we'd, you know, meet regularly for coffee and pin trading, and we would talk about Disney World and our trips and when we're going. And, you know, from that, I met a lot of great friends over the years that are still my friends to this day. Same thing with Vinylmation. I still collect pins, but not to the extent I did. I got into the Vinylmation, and with that, I've gone down to Disney World probably four times, I think, and went to the Pin and Vinylmation weekend that they had, which is right before Food and Wine opens. But again, just from going down there so many times, I've met people that, again, I keep in touch with today. And, you know, and then that spills on to, you know, people that I met through pin trading. I also met podcasters and people that run podcasts and people that have blogs and websites, and, you know, it trickles all the way down to even meeting you, Doug. And I mean,
that's exactly what I was
right.
going to say. I'm thankful for this show, because I would have never known you without this show, Dan.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying. I mean, I met Mike and Ricky and Pam and, you know, all Lou Mangiello, and, you know, I don't mean to leave anybody out, but just all these
Bob
people.
From All in WDW.
Yeah.
Thankful for
right.
Mayor, you know, Mrs. All in WDW, and all of our followers were thankful for you guys.
Yeah, and it all links together, though, at least in my world, or in my brain, I should say.
Absolutely it does. If it wasn't for Disney World and our passion for it, we wouldn't have met each other and all the great people that we know now.
Right. I mean, back in the day when I used to go on the, the Diz boards and different things. And again, I've met people through Twitter and social media. And
Deb from All Ears, her newsletter.
Yeah.
I had Web TV. I couldn't wait for that newsletter to come. I still get it. I can't wait for it.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's true. And, you know, I play this game with my daughter. I mean, not so much now, but when she was a little younger, I used to tease her, because I'd say, oh, I'm going to see somebody I know at Magic Kingdom this afternoon. You know, and she'd say, oh, you're crazy, or you don't know anybody. And, you know, sure enough, somebody would walk by that I knew or knew of me, and I'd say hi, and they'd say, oh, hi, Dennis, how you doing? You know, and she was, it would impress her, you know, because she, you know, mm-hmm. there's hundreds of thousands of people here. How do you know somebody? But, just to know that I have friends down there all the time, I mean, whether they're real friends and that I've met them face-to-face, or whether they're friends through social media or just talking to on the phone, I still consider them all my Disney friends and Disney family, because we have that passion. And, it's just nice to know that, you know, I don't think a week goes by where I don't know somebody that's down in Disney World.
Absolutely. And we've made such good friends. Like our buddy John Peters just mailing us out things from Epcot, Food and Wine, just thinking of
Yeah,
us.
The passports, yeah.
Yeah, he's a friend from down in Florida who thought enough of us. He's there with his family, and he thinks of us to send us the passporters from
right.
Epcot Food and Wine. And how awesome is that? And we, you know, he don't know how much that means to us. Like our whole community, you can have the worst day at work or bad day, and we get on our Disney site and we get ready to do this show. And the reason we're doing the show is we love Disney, but we also love the people that are a part of Disney. We love the whole community.
Right. And like I said, I'm sure we could go merrily along our way and just take our Disney trips, you know, once a year or whatever, and never be the wiser to this whole network of people that are out there. But it's just, to me, it's so much more fun, if you will, knowing that, you know, there's different people and different events and people have the same interest as you. Like, you know, even when I was down on my last trip, my last time going through Maelstrom, I bumped into a couple of the guys from WDWNT, Tom Carlos and Nick there from that show. I didn't intend on meeting up with them or anything, but they just happened to be right near me in line, and, you know, we got talking, and we ended up, you know, sharing a school bread, and, you know, I chatted with them guys for 5 or 10 minutes. I didn't spend a whole lot of time, but, I mean, again, it was just nice to bump into somebody that I knew and have met before, but, you know, just in Epcot in Norway like that, it was pretty awesome.
Again, my saying, good people know good people.
There you go.
And that's what I love about this community. Like having Be Our Guest Mike on a few weeks ago, I've never met Mike in person. I've talked to him 100 times. You've met him in person. But the three of us on the phone talking together, like, we're old friends from way back. And that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the weirdest thing because, you know, again, I've mentioned this, but, like, when I went to Mike's meet at the Be Our Guest podcast meet, I should say, over at the over by Soarin' there. What is it, the Garden Grill or –
The land.
Yeah, the land. But anyways, you know, in a way it's intimidating because you look over and I could see where they were set up and there had to be 50 people there. But as I got closer and I look at each table, there was somebody I knew, whether it was Ricky or yeah. Jay Griffith, whatever. And next thing you know, you're just engrossed in this conversation and you're meeting new people. And the whole Disney community in large that, again, I am thankful for, just they couldn't be more welcoming and you know, they make it so that it's not intimidating because everybody, at the end of the day, everybody's the same. They're just looking to, you know, be with people that share a like interest with them.
That was the Sunshine Season.
There you go.
Right?
Yes, that's what it was.
I forgot you were at dinner just after you were done and you came to me, or breakfast, whatever it was.
Right.
The meat. But no, you're right, Dan. And we all have the same sickness. We can't talk about enough Disney. As soon as we see a new restaurant's open or they're changing the menu, like we say it at the Liberty Inn and this or that, we can't wait to talk about it. And we want to talk to you about it. We want to make, if we can't be there, somebody else headed down that's in our community, we want to make their trip the best we can or be a part of their trip because we all want to be there as much as humanly possible. So, and that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for everybody I got to know from this show, from top to bottom. If we left anybody out, forgive us. We thank you, our loyal listeners, I mean, for following us. I couldn't believe the people that do follow us. How about you, Dan?
No, it's been a pretty amazing time since I kind of took over from Scott full-time on the show and, you know, trying to understand, you know, who listens to us and why they listen to us. And, you know, our listener base has grown so much over the past year, I'd say. And, you know, again, you kind of lose sight of it from day to day, but it is pretty amazing that if you stick to it and you try to have fun, and I hope, you know, everybody has fun when they listen to our show. It's a true labor of love, even though we've been through some tough times with, you know, technical problems. But at the end of it, you know, I like to believe we put out a good show that people want to hear, and I'm just so blown away by that.
Absolutely. Like when I'm going through the feeds or going through the emails, like last week we did a couple emails with Amanda from the United Kingdom, and I'll look on our feed and see where people are listening to us. You'll see 70 people downloaded us today from the United Kingdom, another 30 from Germany, and this over in Japan. It's amazing that people want to listen to us from around the world. All we want to do is talk Disney and meet more friends is what we all started this for.
Absolutely.
And it's been mission accomplished. Just getting to know you, Dan, has been the happiest thing I could from this site. So, I mean, from this show.
Well, you may
so I appreciate you, Dan.
You may regret that, but no, I'm only
kidding.
I'm
won't regret
kidding.
It, buddy.
No, thank you. And likewise, I mean, it's been a blast. And, you know, we have fun. And I think it's great that we've developed our relationship where we can disagree, but it's not personal. It's just, you know, what we happen to agree on a particular or disagree on a particular issue. And I think that makes for a fun show. If we agreed with each other 100% of the time, nobody would listen. It'd be boring.
Yep, I'm thankful for the Main Street pub and everybody that's pulled up a stool and had a drink with us, Dan. What about you?
I second that.
I look forward to my Bloody Marys or my Irish coffee, and if we do a night show, a shot if we had a bad day downloading.
There you go.
Shot and a beer. So we just wanted to reach out to everybody and tell you all how thankful we are and how blessed we feel that you guys follow us and listen to the show. We want to thank all the Disney cast members and our happiest place on earth for keeping us all happy.
Sounds great.
So that's going to be it for this short little show. We just wanted to give thanks. And please, guys, like we said on the last show, please go over to iTunes, and we'd be very thankful for if you guys would just rate us over there. Don't have to be long. Two words, you like or dislike, but please go over and give us a rating on iTunes. Everybody have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Dan, and I will talk to you real soon, buddy.
You too, Doug. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners.
All right, guys, have a great week, and don't eat too much turkey.
Or watch too much football.
No, you can never watch too much football. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. That's going to be it, guys. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools. It was another fun day of talking Disney with you. And don't forget our sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, and David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to find any of our fine sponsors, hop on our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And again, thanks for joining us, and talk to you real soon.